This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. cities are bracing for another evening of protests after fires, looting, and chaos erupted in dozens of American cities on Saturday night. Demonstrators clashed with police in protests sparked by the death last week of an African-American man while in police custody in the Midwestern city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, was held handcuffed while face down on a Minneapolis street. He repeatedly said he could not breathe as a white police officer pressed a knee on his neck. Floyd died, and the police officer was charged with third-degree murder several days later. The cell phone images of Floyd's death have sparked global outrage, with protests spreading across the country. The governors of Minnesota and 14 other states have called up National Guard troops to help with security. In all, about 5,000 National Guard soldiers and airmen were activated across the country. Another 2,000 stand ready to activate if needed. Mayors across the United States have instituted nighttime curfews after violence occurred in their cities, including Los Angeles, Seattle, Atlanta, Denver, Philadelphia, Portland, Oregon, and Columbia, South Carolina. And across the Atlantic Ocean, protests in support of the American protest took place in London and in Berlin. Midnight violence erupted within two blocks of the White House on Saturday night, while U.S. Park Police, the Secret Service, and the National Guard used pepper spray to defend a perimeter around nearby Lafayette Square. Vandals smashed the windows of numerous businesses within blocks of the White House. Several vehicles parked on streets in the neighborhood were set alight. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is praising the National Guard for doing what he called a great job in responding to protests that turned violent overnight in Minnesota and in Washington, D.C. and dozens of other cities around the country. In tweets on Sunday, Trump blamed Antifa-led anarchists for instigating the chaos. He said the United States will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. The Anti-Defamation League describes Antifa as a loose collection of groups, networks, and individuals who believe in active, aggressive opposition to far right-wing movements. U.S. health officials are warning there could be a new surge in coronavirus cases following the protests. Protesters have been seen masked and unmasked at demonstrations around the United States. Social distancing is hard to observe in normal conditions, but is almost impossible during a protest. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz told AP, "I will continue to stress because it seems like a lifetime ago. We are still in the middle of a pandemic." Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom noted that the pandemic is also affecting racial minorities at a higher rate. She added that anyone who was at a protest in Atlanta this weekend should be tested for COVID-19. With more than 1.7 million COVID-19 infections, the United States has more cases than any place else in the world. The United States have had more than 100,000 deaths due to COVID-19. Somali officials say 9 civilians were killed and 10 others wounded in a roadside bomb explosion outside Mogadishu on Sunday. The blast from an improvised explosive device hit a bus transporting civilians from Mogadishu to the town of Wanlawane, 990 kilometers rather west of the capital. The Somali government says Al-Shabaab is responsible for the attack. The regional governor told VOA Somali Service that 7 victims died on the spot, while 2 others died in hospitals. He said there were a total of 22 people in the bus and only 3 escaped unharmed. Last week, 14 government soldiers were killed in 2 separate IED attacks in Middle Shabelle and Lower Shabelle regions. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for both of those attacks. Afghan officials said Saturday a bomb exploded and killed a journalist and a driver of a private television channel in Kabul. 6 other people were injured. The victims were employees of Khurshid TV. They were traveling on a minibus when an improvised explosive device attached to the vehicle went off during the afternoon rush hour. That, according to officials, the Afghan Journalist Safety Committee, a Kabul-based media monitoring group, has condemned the deadly bombing, demanding authorities bring the perpetrators to justice. Last Saturday, the Islamic State's Khorasan province claimed responsibility for the blast, according to the site intelligence group. Marissa Melton, VOA News.